95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty Show, T-Mill and Psycho Megan's husband have the latest for you. And the latest is the Astros got a big W today. And a guy that has taken some from a member of this show, a guy who has been run down, has been saying, when are you going to show up? When are you going to do something? Came up with a big hit, Mr. Varsho.
No one close.
Varsho gets into one to right center, going back. Peter's still going back. That's going to be a double or more off the wall. Varsho heading to third. Peters runs it down. Varsho being held at third. Two RBI triple. It is 5-2 Astros. Big swing by Dalton.
I got to look at that boy. I thought he hit it off the plate the way I saw it.
Like this. Cricket?
But there's no way it went that far off the plate. It must have, the angle I was seeing, I mean, I'm in and out during the show. I was like, did he just hit that off the plate?
Ball's got some bounce
Man,
to
it. It does. But
he's gotten hot, baby. Some big hits of late. Got to give credit where credit's due. I just think that TK can do better than Dalton. Big swing by Dalton. That just don't land. That don't hit. There's nothing about that. I mean, we got to figure something out. And I think he's earned it. I think he's earned it. I'm wondering it myself. When I heard it, Dalton, I mean, just stood out. Stuck out like a sore thumb.
Play it again, Tyler.
It's the very end. I mean, he really builds
Dalton.
To it.
But, you know.
I mean, he builds, you know, and I mean, it's rolling. And a big swing by Dalton.
And another scores. Like he
behind triple. It is 5-2 Astros. Big swing by Dalton.
Just ain't it. It don't land.
Well, swing by Dalton.
Some people did text in some thoughts.
What do you got? We got nickname. I mean, I think he's earned it. Would y'all agree he's earned it?
Sure.
He's earned
it's a good one.
Infancy stages of like, hey man, let's start discussing a potential nickname here for Dalton Varsho.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I've come around. Like it's the ultimate respect that I can pay somebody.
He's been putting good wood on the ball.
Whoa. He's worthy of a conversation about a nickname. And I think Varsho has some real potential. Dalton, not so much.
There's something there.
All right, here we go, Tyler. Clint's going to pull out his shoot a nickname down gun out here.
You got one you want to throw out there?
I'm just going to read off to you what some of the people.
I'll be dead honest.
Well, I know you are. I know you're going to shoot most of them down.
Well, I mean, if it ain't, that means that you don't think any of them are any good.
I'm not saying it. I'm leaving it up to you. D-Var.
No chance. No chance. D-Var. Come on, man.
Dalton, Yard, Show, Varsho.
No. I mean, you may be onto something with Yard and VAR, but
VAR show enough.
Nope.
This one rolling in. The real show. I'll say no.
Hey, VAR show.
I've seen a lot of the show. Someone said, is the showman already taken?
I mean, that may have some legs. That has legs.
Really pushing the show. Yard
and VAR. Rhyming as long as the showpiece like that as much like those there's legs there
unless you play Yard.
Bill Worrell says that last one's taken.
The showman.
Thank you. I don't know. Maybe we keep working on that.
Fire.
Maybe we keep working on that.
Well, we got to keep working on it. Yard show is.
Is there some legs to that for you?
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not proud of it.
Well, that was one part of that game. Big hit there. The other part, Hunter Brown started to struggle early in the game. Altuve gave him in the Astros a two-run lead coming out of the first inning. He immediately gave it back up, and he was in trouble. He was over 50 pitches in a couple of innings, and I think settled in at 69 pitches after three innings, and then was able, as Clint said it, maybe he'll settle it down. He had a couple of quick innings, and he was able to get a quality start. Six innings, two runs, seven strikeouts, two walks, which his day turned out to be a pretty good one. His offense gave him four runs there, and then he seemed to kind of get awakened from that and shut the door. Here was Joe Espada, Lieutenant Joe Espada, after the game with his thoughts on this Astros winning in this series.
Yeah, you know, it's we know we have to play our best. We know we have to play our best. Our goal was to come here and win this series, win the head-to-head series against, you know, a team that could be in the hunt there against us, you know. And we got a good Diamondback team coming in here, and we're going to let Stromy do our meeting tomorrow. No, joking. But, you know, I want to see that urgency, and I think our guys are starting to keep the pressure on those teams. So, but we still got baseball to play. Let's, you know, I don't want to get complacent. We just got to continue to play well.
He just does so many bench coach things.
I mean, get complacent? What the hell is he talking about? It's September the 3rd, and you're making a run. Nobody thinks you're going to get complacent.
We'll let Stromy run the meeting. Like, he's acting like Strom was forced on him or something. Like, yeah, here we go.
I'm just joking.
What meeting do you think he's referring to?
Team meeting.
The team meeting, I'm guessing.
Hell, let him run it. I'm fine with that.
Hell yeah, you're out of here. You got about a month left, a couple of months left. But no, that was a big win and a big series win. And to go with what he was talking about, I think we looked it up, 27-15 now are the Astros against teams with winning records. And it's not just old stuff. This 3-4 from this White Sox team, it was the number 2 seed, now they've climbed to a game and a half behind them. Last week, the Yankees, who have a better record than them, They took two of three from them earlier in the second half, coming out of the All-Star break. They won a series against the Rays as well. So they've been doing this against good teams and good teams of late here. So that's a good sign to be shown there. They're now 3 games over .500, 2.5 up on the Rangers, who play the Rays. So maybe they can stretch that lead out a little bit more too, Clint. But this is a good sign. What they've been able to do coming off of that last home season.
Would you rather have more total wins, or would you rather have a great record against the better teams you played? Would you rather have a better overall record with more wins, but maybe not be as good against teams that are .500 and better? I think I'd rather be a mid team that just kicks ass against the better opponents. I think
if they both get me to the playoffs, yes.
Okay. I like it.
Because sometimes, some years, 72-69 this late is not leading.
Ain't going to get you there.
Isn't leading fair. The division.
That's fair.
Yes. Really
whatever gets you there. I hear you, bud.
Thanks, love. I'd like some hot links, lovey. I'll just tell you that right now. Astros, they win. They get ready for the Diamondbacks in that series. Javier, Petco, and Peter Lambert get the ball. As they will take on the Diamondbacks, another good team battling for the playoffs themselves. See if they can continue to roll, as we said, as the Rangers have the Rays.
Those Astros, they're kicking ass and taking names.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint, the Rockets, they, if you're just joining us, give Amen Thompson big money. 5 years, $208 million. He's had a really good year. Last year, it felt like it wasn't as good because he was playing out of position, and you look at it, and sometimes he had some struggles playing the point guard role, and you could see the rest of the team probably suffered not having a true point guard out there, and he was kind of learning on the job. But last season, Amen Thompson was among 9 players to average at least 18, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. And the rest of the members in that group was his teammate, Alperen Şengün, Jokic, Luka, Scottie Barnes, Jalen Johnson, Pablo Banchero, Giannis, and Jason Tatum. So those were the guys who did what he did from a points, rebounding, and assist situation. Clint, what is your confidence that we see a much better version of what Amen Thompson is right now? What's your confidence level in 4 years from now that he is a much improved player? Because that's what you're betting on.
Well, four years is too far out for me to have But I mean, I'm going to tell you, my confidence is low. Just because I don't know a lot about the NBA, but I know when I watch a team, whether a guy's even a willing shooter or not, and it looks to me like he's not just a bad shooter, and it's not just from 3-point. It looks like, I mean, he turns down mid-range shots out of almost fear and lack of confidence. That part scares me. right? I don't know how you overcome that if you haven't shown any signs of like significant improvement in your first several years, right? 3 years, whatever it's been. So my confident level there is not real high. The second one is what's more concerning. Is I don't have confidence that Ime Udoka is going to put him in a position. You mentioned Draymond Green earlier, okay? And I'm not. I don't mean to put him into one of the best players, a future Hall of Famer kind of deal. I don't mean to do that, but Draymond Green was able to do what Draymond Green does and just be as good as he can at that. Like, he was surrounded by scores on the offensive end of the floor.
You know,
he was a non-factor, right? Other than maybe rebounding and playing, you know, obviously on the offensive end.
He was better his early years, but the bulk of his career, they put him in position to do what he does best.
Between the supporting cast of just some of the best shooters that the NBA's ever seen, along with a scheme and an offensive plan that helped him overcome some of the
deficiencies.
His
great skill is passing the ball.
Right.
And he was surrounded by guys
in a system that kept movement going where you could pass the ball. So that's the bigger piece is like, you know, can the Rockets in any way, shape, or form get a system and a supporting cast that allows Amen Thompson to be great at what he does? Because there's no doubt, I'm with you, I believe there's greatness there. When it comes to getting to the rack, when it comes to playing defense, when it comes to hustling and grinding, he's on a whole other level. The physicality, whole other level. Amen Thompson could be one of my favorite players to watch. But it's the other stuff that he's asked to bring the ball up the floor. Right, he on the offensive end of the floor, he's for the most part, when I've watched, had too big of a role and been too active on the scoring end for me to think that, boy, that's gonna change. So it's twofold between his shooting and the system. I just don't know.
Yeah,
I just don't have a lot of faith in either.
I think there is a chance that this is a all-star, perennial all-star level player. I think he's close anyway. With what he does on the defensive side of the ball, and now, as we said, there's only 9 guys who did that last year. He was one of them. He does, moving forward, need to be surrounded by the right guys, and if Draymond's special offensive skill is passing, his is definitely getting downhill and getting to the rack. And can they put people around him while him trying to improve his shooting?
Sure.
If they put people around him, and maybe that helps this year with Fred, Kevin on the court, Smith on the court all together, Reed, where he can drive the basketball and get the best out of what he can do. But yeah, I just the kid works, and there've been maybe the shooting part, the 3-point shooting specifically hasn't gotten better, but everything else he has improved upon in his game. Every year he has improved on points and assists, and rebounds are really, really close. He's been around 7 and 8 the last 2 years in rebounds from a guard. So I think this was the right move, as we discussed earlier. And hopefully this is something where we see him get better and him get, as you said, put in the best position.
We have a liftoff.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint. LSU plays Clemson, but they're already apparently having something to defend, and that is the SEC. They have filed suit versus LSU, Clint, over the intent to play pro athletes. They filed suit at the U.S. District Court in Alabama on Thursday, alleging that the university is violating the league's First Amendment rights of expressive association by ignoring the SEC rules that prohibit signing and playing NFL players. Lane Kiffin is involved in the suit. The athletic director, the president, is involved in the suit. And this thing is starting to get serious. We've heard them threaten to kick them out of the conference, which I don't think will happen. But do you think this thing is about to come to an end, or do you think we are going to see this continue to be battled back and forth by LSU